So, for the second day in a row, Victoria recorded no new coronavirus infections, the first time that's happened since March. The Premier says the success in defeating the second wave has been built by Victorians, but again, he is hammering a warning that the achievement is precious and fragile. As the lockdown rules are eased and Melburnians celebrate new freedoms, there are sober warnings about risks ahead. From Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
Today, Melbourne saw a second consecutive day of no new COVID infections and no deaths. And in the local language, that's called a double-double donut day. Sam runs a little bakery and he's ready to mark the occasion.
Now I'm prepared. I have bought some mini donuts for today and I have sold lots of packs at the moment and I've still got enough for the day.
There's optimism and joy from the small businesses on this suburban shopping strip.
See, I'm off my face with excitement. I've got the shakes.
The phone hasn't stopped since our friend Dan Andrews made the announcement yesterday.
Victorians are tough. We've learned to be tough. We can get through it. We're all into it. We'll get through it.
I hope the locals do come back and I hope everyone just goes to, shopping around their local area. That'd be fantastic.
Joe runs a shoe and bag repair business, which has been open during lockdown, but part of his trade has dried up.
We do a lot of airline claims as well. We do all the major suitcase companies.
But not much travelling. How are you making any money?
Well, that's very true. But we always do our shoe repairs and adjust buckles, adjust straps. We do a lot of podiatry work. We do work for the mountain police, for jockeys. We actually diversify everything.
Around the corner, Abby is counting down the hours until customers can sit inside her cafe.
Look, we are excited, but it is like a lot of pressure, not enough notice.
No, you've got an indoor and an outdoor area. Yes. You feel confident that you can make your cafe COVID safe?
Yeah, 100%. So from the start, we've used the COVID safe plan. We had our tables spread out, sanitising, keeping everyone apart and masks.
From midnight tonight, Melburnians can invite friends and family into their homes. But the Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the in-home visits carry huge risks.
I know it's not a nice thing to say and it's not a nice thing for anyone to have to acknowledge, but the place where you feel safest, your home, is actually the most dangerous environment for the spread of this virus. That's why there has to be rules.
The rules permit restricted home visits, but only one at a time and only once a day.
So, mum and dad and two children go and visit grandma and grandpa, but once they leave, neither they can go and visit anybody else, nor can grandma and grandpa have other visitors to their home that day. We can't have a situation where people are having visitors in the morning, visitors at lunchtime, visitors in the evening, and then each of those visitors are in turn going and visiting other homes also.
I'm so lucky to have my grandparents. I know that they've suffered being home in isolation. They're so scared to do anything and it's going to be nice for them to see their grandchildren and that's what brings them happiness.
What will it mean for you?
Just being able to see all of your loved ones that you haven't seen for ages. I've got a 90-year-old grandmother that I haven't seen for months and months, so it'll be pretty special to be able to go and see them at least. I'm getting emotional talking about it.
Our biggest challenge now is complacency.
The Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, is warning that positive cases will pop up.
Hundreds of people who are still in quarantine as primary and secondary close contacts. So, there's another 10 or more days to play out for all of them. And there could well be some positive tests for those people who are in quarantine. But again, the thing about quarantine is that those individuals will be entirely contained. They won't put others at risk.
General practitioner Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal is from the Australian Medical Association in Victoria. He says GPs need to play a bigger role in the management of COVID in the community.
But they need one set of instructions for the whole family, one team looking after that care, and bringing the general practitioner, which is common for 80% of all families who've got a GP, to make sure that they've got the ongoing long-term care. Because one part of the system will only be worried about 14 days of infection. General practice is looking after the previous 14 years and the next 14 years.
Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal from the Victorian branch of the Australian Medical Association, speaking with Emily Burke.